helicopter crash caused by manufacturing defect. It's every pilot's nightmare, engine failure while taking off heavily loaded. For a two-man crew fighting a fire in British Columbia in last year, however, it was a lucky escape. On August 4, 2013, a Komov Ka-32 helicopter was carrying out forest fire suppression operations near Bella Coola, British Columbia, using a water bucket on a long line. Just as the helicopter lifted a load of water out of a lake, there was a series of unusual sounds and the aircraft began to shake severely. The pilot not flying released the water bucket, and the pilot flying flew towards land for an emergency landing. The crew experienced difficulties controlling the aircraft on the way to the intended landing area. The helicopter touched down while drifting sideways to the right, and subsequently bounced and rolled onto its right side. The crew, who suffered minor injuries, shut down the engines and exited the helicopter without difficulties. There was no fire. Transportation Safety Board of Canada issues accident report. In its investigation report, 813P0163, released yesterday, the Transportation Safety Board of Canada, TSB, has found that the Ka-32 helicopter, operated by V Helicopters Limited, suffered an engine power loss due to anomalies in one of the helicopter's Klimov turboshaft engines. V is an experienced user of Ka-32 helicopters since 1997, with some airframes logging over 250 flight hours per month. V has worked with Komov to extend the power plant's useful life in V's typically heavy bush operations. By 2006, Komov had extended the engine's useful life from 1,500 to 6,000 flight hours, reflecting 8 years of logging and construction operations. The investigation found that compressor turbine components failed, causing the engine to lose power. Quality control during the manufacture and assembly of the engine's compressor turbine section did not identify the anomalies in the components, which were visible to the naked eye. FOID, foreign object ingestion, damage is not uncommon in gas turbine internal components, but manufacturing quality issues visible to the naked eye are very unusual in turbine engine rotating assemblies. The report did not state whether the quality control failure was systemic or a one-off occurrence, but did note that the compressor turbine is a safety critical component and that failure can have serious consequences for aircraft, crew, and passengers. The TV3-117 VMA Series 02 turboshaft engine is a version of the TV3-117 series for Ka-32 civil helicopters. Type certificates for this engine were awarded by the IAC Aviation Register, Transport Canada, and Switzerland. Mass production started in 1993. Over 25,000 of the 2,000 horsepower class TV3-117 series power units have been produced since 1974. Following the occurrence, the Russian aviation regulator issued a revised airworthiness directive that increased maintenance requirements for engines installed in Komov Ka-32 helicopters used for external load operations. Have you ever wondered, why do most drones have four rotors when helicopters don't?